Ready? The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
I'm Emily Nemeth and welcome to another Surrey Storm Podcast with Player Lair. On this episode, we're going to hear from Yaz Hodge England's decision to return and catch up with Tanya Hoffman.
Yaz Hodge England is back. Have her and Yaz got any nicknames? I mean, for me, it's as simple as adding a Y. So does Yaz get Hodgy?
Oh, she gets Hodge.
Right.
I think I can't name you another netball team that's had two Yazes before. So I think, and this year we've got two Leahs, which is really unusual. Last year we had three Emilys. So yeah, we're used to having multiple names. So yeah, Yaz Hodge is generally Hodge, and Yaz P is Yaz. But if I'm honest, they answer to most things, so it's all good. Yaz has been telling us all about how easy the decision was to return to Storm for 2020.
Yeah, for me, I live really close to here, so that was a nice, easy decision. Last year, I think I progressed throughout the season, so that was quite nice. And I think with the group, although it has slightly changed, it's a really, really nice environment to be in and just a nice, hard-working, but comfortable, confident, challenging environment. So no, it was really good.
How important is it to have that good group environment where everybody feels comfortable?
I think it's a massive factor, especially for me. I am the sort of person that vibes off other people. So I think that if I have a good welcome and people around me who are supportive and confident in themselves, I then start to become that. So I start to flourish. So it's, for me personally, it's really important.
And the phrase hard work seems to come out of everybody that we speak to. That's Mickey's ethos.
Yeah, 100%.
Is that how it feels, that Mickey really asks more and more of you each time?
Yeah, I think so. But I think everybody needs that. I think hard work in this sort of environment is really, really important. And I also think just for every single person to make sure that, okay, you've hit a target or you think you've worked this hard, now actually she's going to try and push you to see if she can get even more out of you. And I think that's really good for the sort of environment that we're in.
Super League as a whole is getting more and more competitive by the year.
Yeah, 100%. So I was in Super League with Storm last year, but also 2 years prior to that with a different team. And just having one season out where I had to focus on studies, but just that season out, the competitiveness changed quite drastically. So I think I totally agree with that. You have to keep on moving forward and you can't just sort of rest on your laurels and think that you're going to be okay because of what you've done before. You need to keep pushing on.
How do you feel you did last year? You seem to have a really strong first year with Storm.
Yeah, I mean, thank you. I think I started and actually I was quite nervous and not necessarily playing my best, but I think actually, like I said, about having that team ethos last year was really, really important. And throughout the season, I think I then progressed and became more comfortable and more confident in myself. So I would like to say that towards the end, I was happier with my performances. Yeah, definitely.
And overall for the whole team, there seemed to be momentum building as well. Does it feel like you can take that and push on into 2020?
I think so. I think even with a different group, well, it's not massively changed, but even with a slightly different group, I think we can still build and work on. Last year, I think we were sort of seen for some of our performances, whereas actually this year, I think we can take that and make it just how Storm play, rather than it being the odd performance that we put out there.
In that, what do you hope? What do you expect?
I think as a collective, we're going for top four, which I think is really achievable for us in terms of who we've got as a team. I think if we can pull together, which I really think we can, then I think it'll be a definite potential for us to get to top four.
And the team did show in not isolated results, but in games against those top four.
100%.
I think Storm were the only team outside the top four to beat a few teams in the top four.
Yeah.
And so it feels like the potential is already there, that it's not that much of a big leap.
Yeah, I think last year everyone in the team was disappointed with maybe our placing, but that is only because we knew we could do better. And actually, it was one game that made the difference between us placing a lot higher than what we necessarily wanted to, which is a shame, but it's how it rolls sometimes. So I definitely think we're pushing for top four this season.
And personally for yourself, any targets, any ambitions that you want to share?
I think for me, the main thing would just be remaining confident and really calm out on the court. But in terms of actual statistical targets, definitely improving shooting stats. That's always one that everyone can improve on, I think. And just kind of going out there and doing what we all do together, to be honest. Nothing, I just think for me, just doing better than last year would be, I'll be happy with. So, yeah.
Tanya Hoffman spent two seasons with us, and she's been telling us what she remembers most about her time here at Storm.
I think the most I remember is when I came in as a new coach to the franchise. At that time, quite a few players had moved on to other franchises, so it's a very new-look team. I think that the memory I have is how people were perceiving Storm to be that year, that they would be bottom of the table. But at the end of the season, I think we showed that actually we were vying for that top four, and it came down to that last game. Unfortunately, lost to Loughborough. But I think it was a credible fifth for that year.
When you arrived, was a lot of that team already selected and in place?
Yes, it was. The team was pretty much selected before I arrived. So that's always difficult for team members and coaches as well to know what that is going to feel like and be like. Very lucky that I was embraced by the Storm family, and that certainly made the transition just a little bit easier.
What kind of experiences did you get out of it yourself personally?
I think one of the things would be learning and getting used to, I think, having a team or a franchise based around a university. So that was a different experience, and having to work with within the parameters of a university and also Surrey Sports Park. So that was something new and very challenging at the time. I think one of the other aspects would be athlete-centred coaching with players that were used to, I suppose, being directed, and finding that balance was also a real challenge at the time.
It's wrong in a way to have personal favourites in teams, but maybe growth in particular. What about the side and how you saw individual players grow, maybe people like Yaz? And
you took the words out of my mouth. Yaz is certainly one that I thought over my 2 years at Storm grew as a player who became more confident, that really took up the challenge of S&C and being better and nutrition, and really, really pleasing to see that she is now back into the program with the English Roses.
Is there a particular game you'd take out of your time at Storm as a particular memory?
Oh, gosh, lots of memories, but I would have to say beating Wasps in their home ground in my first year. I thought that was an absolute cracker of a game. If I had to take one, that would be one of them.
I suppose it's just special for the fans as well that they've been there supporting week in, week out, and obviously as coach and players as well. It just makes it all a little bit special, doesn't it?
It does. And there are some fans that, even though I, at the end of my tenure, came across to Dragons, that I've kept in touch with. And, you know, even Facebook friends with a few of the fans and keeping in touch. And I think that's a hugely important thing, is that, you know, it shows that with some of the fans, I've been embraced really well. And I can now call some of those people my friends. But I've got to say that not only with the fans, but also with players, there are some players which I can now call my friends as well.
There'll be plenty you can obviously take from your time at Storm. We're going to be looking at getting in touch with a couple of ex-players and management over this time. Is there anyone in particular you feel that we should try and reach out to?
Look, Rhian really helped before I arrived. You know, she was really instrumental in getting a team together, particularly in those higher times when Storm didn't have those players around. So she would be one. And Nate is always a good one for a chat. So she would also be another one.
But you look back with your time at the sports park with really strong memories and really grateful that it was part of that career.
Absolutely. Although, you know, when I was there, obviously our results weren't as good as what they had been previously with other teams, but I think with what we had at the time, you know, those were the results to be expected, and I think they were results that a lot of people didn't expect from us, and hopefully the growth will keep going. And I know that Gavin Baker in the background there, with the support of University of Surrey, will keep on pushing that and make sure that that dynasty will keep on going.
Tanya there, when she joined, it was a bit of an ambitious task, wasn't it? But what do you make of overseas coaches overall? Was that maybe the right time for us? Bring somebody in from overseas?
It was such a pivotal time for Storm. And I think when it went out to advert, and I know talking to Gav Baker at the time when we were looking for a coach, I think it probably was the right time for an overseas coach. I mean, don't remember that there aren't that many elite professional netball coaches in England or the UK. So going overseas and getting someone of Tanya's calibre was smart. It was a big jump for her as well to be coaching this level of netball professionally as a director of netball. So, I mean, she did a fantastic job, really. It's a really big job at Sports Park. I mean, you're managing everything from Super League all the way down to sort of participation netball on a Saturday morning. So it was a big ask, and she was fantastic. She made a real stamp here during her time.
Did she change much around the place? Maybe in the ethic or like in general training or?
I think it's a very different ethos in the Southern Hemisphere, potentially, where there's more netball and it's been professional for longer. So I think for her, a lot of it was about maybe mindset and less tangible things, more about the way that things are approached. She was able to bring in, obviously, a different style of coaching, where Storm, I mean, Tamsin had been at Storm since day one, even as a player, and has always had a voice. So to not have her there and then have someone who, I'm trying to think of the word, I don't mean soft in a negative way, but someone that was more able to take a step back and have a different perspective on it.
I think
it's that whole having a different perspective and being able to really be player-centric and put a bit more autonomy onto the players was well timed, and the girls responded really, really well to it.
Did you get much from that as well?
Yeah, I mean, I came into this role, I mean, Tanya took me out for lunch because I was involved in the trial process before she had her visa and had been sort of working with Gab Baker as to who to recruit. And when she came and sort of approached me about my high performance role within the pathway, one of the biggest draws for me was to be able to learn from someone like her. And when you sort of live in my neck of the woods in Sussex, whilst there's lots of high performance coaches, it was really appealing to then have someone else that would essentially mentor me and help me with my netball coaching. So yeah, I think I took loads from her. I know the coaches that she'd employed before I came into post all adore her, and yeah, she's a lovely lady to work with.
Yeah.
She really is one of life's lovely people.
Well, I just want to say thanks for the support since we launched in December. Lots of Storm fans out there, so make sure you tell a friend. And there's a certain podcast called The Netball Show for everybody else.
The Surrey Storm Podcast with Player Layer.